Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Shift, and we're here to have another wonderful program. So we're on Station 2 today, which you should know automatically because you're listening to me. And if you don't hear me, then you're probably on Station 1. So anyway, let's do an emotional clearing for everybody here, since this is the last day of the week. And get up the fast chat here. And looking for the date. I'm sure somebody put it in. Larry. Okay. It's the 18th. January, February, March. 16th. March 16th, 2012. So let's do an emotional clearing. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. So just see how your body's feeling. We can do a trauma one also. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And I'm in New York right now. I arrived early morning here. And let's do a clearing here. And since we've been working with the timelines, let's do a clearing that would go back when you were, we probably have some older people. So let's go back when you were 20. So here we go. When you're 20 years of age, we'll clear this energy exactly the same time. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, a little heavy. This is when you're 20, exact same time, right now, when you were 20. So it may not be the same day, although it could be. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And do some more energy work here with this day when you were 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, everybody. So we'll look for some questions here on the fast chat. And let's see here. A little hard to read one word at a time here. Bonnie, emotional clearing to save me from the week at work. Yeah. So let's do another clearing here. Let's do one for pain. So this is a pain body. Okay. And do you have any pain during the week? Here we go. So
we have
1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, okay? And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. We have a caller here, I think. Anybody on the line there?
Did I interrupt the wrong call?
No, it's okay. Do you have any questions?
I just wanted to know if this was a Tarn Rama call. Is this a guest that's on here? I just interrupted. I just don't know if we're on BBS radio or if we're on Tarn Rama's
call. Yeah, you're on BBS. This is Creation Light Shift Healing.
Oh, I see. Okay. I'm sorry. I'm on the wrong call. Oh, thank you very much. I'll back out.
You'll need a healing, huh?
Yeah, I always need a healing, but
you can do a healing on me.
That would be nice.
Instantaneous healing, but I have to know what you need. What do you have any pain in your
body?
I
would love some help with pain.
What's that?
Help with pain. I have arthritis.
Whereabouts is it?
In my spine and down in my knees and hips.
Okay, I can only focus on one thing, so
on
that pain.
Yeah,
where
the
do
back.
You like that? Lower back?
Yes.
Okay, ready?
Sure.
This works for everybody else listening here, so here we go. First thing I'm going to get rid of is entities. The entities attached to your body. They get drawn by the pain, so you could have, hundreds, not thousands of different emotional bodies attached to you. So let's get these away first here. So I'll count to 10 to do that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There we go. How's your back feeling? Any different?
It's about the same.
The same? Okay. Then let's do some energy work here. Let's take a look at some energy. I see that you had a problem at the age of 2 with your back. Here we go. Taking that energy away. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And now we'll just do some pain release. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. How's that feeling?
Slightly different.
Yep. So, need to come to my website or listen to the program here and do some energy work.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. May God be with you.
Uh-oh. Okay. So, Carrie, you out there?
Yes, I am. Hi, Ron, and welcome, everybody. Friday night, Station 2 here on BBS. And let's see, there is one question that I see, Ron, on the first chat, and we can go straight to that if you'd like. And we had our accidental caller this evening, but anybody else who would like to call on purpose is welcome to do so. So it's kind of Paranormal Fridays tonight. And would you like other callers, Ron, tonight? I didn't check with you before we went on.
Yeah, just the ones that are the vampires and the paranormal people, you know?
Okay.
We can have a clone call up and disguise your voice, you know.
Okay, good idea. Get one of those voice-altering pieces of machinery that you plug into the phone. So, if you'd like to call, 888-429-5471 or line 3, area code 530-513-6472, and those numbers are listed under the Station 2 play button on Ron's Creation Lightship page on bbsradio.com. So, you just did an entity release, Ron, and FD is asking a question. He or she is saying, "Hi, Ron, tell us more about entities that wanted to be born again for people born without spirits and what to do if we know someone like that."
Holy moly.
So,
I guess that can go in different directions. So the first thing is that you should have a child, we'll say, with a spirit in the body. So if the two parents have a spirit, more than likely, I would say that they should have a child with a spirit, unless one of the parents didn't have one and something happened. So that gets to be kind of weird to have that experience, especially if you have or know a child that maybe has completely blank eyes, maybe hollow-looking eyes or black eyes. So it'd be like a zombie child in a sense. So what to do for that? It's hard to say when the spirit that should have come in did not, or maybe it got forced out. So I'm trying to figure out where to go with this question here. Entities do come in, but the entities should not take away the spirit, the one that looks out of your eyes, out of that body. But they could conceive the child. So they could have wanted to have their sexual experience with the parents, and then those entities would create a body for themselves, but they still normally have a spirit in it. So that would be pretty disconcerting. You could possibly see if there was a spirit in the body initially, and from there where it went. Maybe it got stolen. Maybe the darkness wanted to take that spirit and somewhere else, and the baby was born without a spirit in it. And the body will still function, and entities can still come into the body to have that experience inside of that body, but they won't get much life force. They'll get the life force of the body, but not spirit energy. So that's another way of looking at this situation. I really haven't investigated it that much because it doesn't normally happen that often. would that baby have entities from the Beyondo in it in place of entities that would be here? That could be another question. So what do you do about that problem? You'd first need to probably get on the calls and have the baby go on the 8-hour calls that I'll be doing next month. And from there, have the baby or the child go on those calls because you're going to quarantine. And that will help to get rid of the alien critters that could be inside of that body. And that could also be preventing the spirit from coming in. Remember, you have to look at your body as like a glass of, just like a glass. If it's full of entities, then the spirit can't come in. So you want to get rid of entities and or other, along with that, life forms that could be in that body, preventing your spirit to be in also. So that could be like a brand new bucket of worms. I will be doing, and it could be a clone baby. Maybe you got a clone baby that came in. Maybe they stole the original one and brought in a clone. So that could be another problem. So it could be going different directions. So hopefully I may have answered your question, maybe not the way you wanted to, but I would say what you'd want to do is have that child get into and onto the 8-hour calls that I'll be having next month. And it may take more than 1 month of calls, you know, for the child. So back to you, Carrie.
All right. So Maria R. is asking for the, I guess, the name of the new barcode clearing that just recently went up, and that's called the Recurring Events and Problematic Situation Barcode Removal. So there's a typo in the title of it. Events doesn't have the T or the S. So if you just go to the search, any of the search bars on the homepage at creationlightship.com and just type in the word recurring, it will pull it up. So I know we spoke about that the other day. I don't remember. No, it wouldn't have been Monday because I didn't do Monday's show, but Wednesday I guess we were talking about it, Ron. But I know we have more listeners on a Friday night. So since Marie brought that up, should we? Do you want to just quickly talk about that clearing for anybody new that's listening and isn't aware of it yet?
Yeah, so that clearing is designed for people who think that they may have a barcode. Remember, you don't know what barcode you have. And typically, if you have something that keeps reoccurring in your life, maybe monthly or yearly or it's on special events, special days, you know, maybe say every Thanksgiving when that time comes, since that's the day that everybody recognizes that, and Christmas and your birthday are the main ones. And if things go bad for you on that particular day every year, then you have a reoccurring event. And you could have a barcode with that to cause you a problem. So that's why we put this one up there. So you're going to kind of have to use your intuition and figure out if you do have a situation with a barcode on it. And if you happen to have some kind of illness or something and you notice that it gets bad every year, then you may realize that maybe there's a barcode on you. I can remember, I haven't heard too much in the last year or so, but it seems to me when it gets in December, thereabout, we start hearing in the media about flu season or something like that. And naturally, that could also be a barcode attached to people to bring forth this energy. I can't guarantee that, but remember, you're being told, and I should say, you know, when you hear something, you're being programmed when you hear it. Remember, there's keywords. So could those keywords be activating the barcode in you? Very possibly. So, well, we should have, with keywords, a good luck day. Do we have a good luck day, I wonder, where we can all go out and find $1,000 under a rock or something? That'd be great to have. That'd be good to have it every day of the year, wouldn't it? A good luck day. Wow.
That would be nice. What a good idea.
And that's where it starts. A good year, may you have 5,000. So, back to you, Carrie.
Okay. And just for anyone who wasn't listening on Wednesday, the this clearing, it's $50, and it's 1 hour per barcode. It has a drop-down box for occurrences. So Ron was mentioning on the show on Wednesday to, if you have something that happens to you a lot, to maybe do 10 or 20 barcodes. excuse me. And the barcode is 1 hour, and then there's the emotional trauma is a half hour, and then spirit infusion is half an hour. So 2 hours per barcode total. There isn't a two-hour stress barcode like there is, for example, on the death barcode clearing. So it's a little shorter to work your way through than that one is, which is nice. So Rebecca is asking Ron, what is the New York schedule for your expo you've got next weekend?
Yeah, it'll be next Friday, a week from today. It'll be at the New Yorker Hotel, which is 10 minutes away, we'll say, a block away from Penn Station, Madison Square Garden, and it's at 34th and 8th. It starts at 3:30, and I think it ends at 10. And then Saturday starts at 10 o'clock, and I believe it also ends at 10, and then I think it maybe ends at maybe 8 o'clock, I think, on Sunday. So I'll have a lecture each day, along with enlistment on Saturday night at 8 o'clock at the Tribeca Room. So that will not be in the program guide, but it should be in the addendum. And then from there, I'll be on the Strange Universe panel on Sunday, and that, I believe, starts at 11 in the morning. So it'll be a nice event. I have the light infusion chamber up with the healing monitors also. So if you're interested and you want to go to that, I'll be there. I can also do some private sessions back here in New York. So you'd want to just drop me an email, and I can meet up with you or, you know, give you a call and see what happens from there. So definitely give me your phone number when you do send me an email. So back to you, Carrie.
All right. So we are going to be having the Q&A tonight after the show, and I'll give the numbers out for that right now if someone wants to type that in, and we'll do it again at the end of the show. So it's 556-1301, 559-546-1301, and the PIN is 50-63-99, and the pound sign, 506-399. And the pound sign. And for your questions for that, email them over to clsquestions@yahoo.com. clsquestions@yahoo.com. And Euros is asking for a clearing for the pattern, I guess speech pattern or the saying, well, he's written, almost must go something wrong. I don't know if it's all those words or not quite understanding that, Euros, but maybe you do, Ron.
Maybe he has a reoccurring speech pattern, right? We have the mind looping. Mind looping one on the website is where your mind kind of talks to you and has the same patterns over and over again. And then that normally turns into, from the mind, it goes into your speech pattern, where you're like a robot, in a sense, and you say the same thing over again with the same situation. So it's kind of like an automatic program. And so there could be one also that is maybe a reoccurring speech pattern that would be sort of like a mind loop. I'd say the mind loop 1-1 would probably be what would help that condition. So everybody think of a reoccurring statement that you always use. I guess an example would be, you know, if you drink coffee, I gave it up years ago, but actually decades ago. But, you know, if you drink coffee and somebody says you need sugar and you go, yes, two spoons or something, right? And it's an automatic thing that just pops out. Whether you wanted sugar or not, it just comes out of your mouth and that's what you get. Or somebody sees you and they say, how are you doing today? You go, oh, I'm doing great. And, you know, it may not be great what you're doing or having a great day, but what comes out of your mouth is I'm doing great. And then after you say that, you think, gee, you know, this is an awful day for me. Why did I say I'm doing great? So this is what the mind loop one clearing is for, to get rid of those repetitive thoughts that keep recycling over and over again. And it's just a program. So here we go. We'll do a sample of that. So think of what you're talking about, saying all the time, and it may free you up. So here we go. Another one could be like a reoccurring, in a sense, it'd be like another statement, but it could just be in your mind, too, like, I don't have enough money. You know, you think about buying something, you go, oh, I can't afford that. You know, maybe you have that continuously goes off in your mind, which could be true, but that's also being programmed onto your psychic billboard. So you can't even have the opportunity to bring more money in because it's probably negating what you really would like to have. So we'll just do this clearing here. So think of something like that. And you have to think of something because light only works in the now and needs to know what your problem is. Otherwise, you're perfect. So you have to actually judge yourself to get a healing. So here we go. Think of something, and I'll count to 10. This is like a pretty heavy clearing. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4. If it's heavy, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And this could also work with addictions in a sense, too, I think. I never thought about having it work with addictions, but, yeah, you may be bringing something to you that you don't want, and that repetitive thought always brings it to you. And it could give you a automatic addiction because you're saying yes to something that you don't even want to have. So along with this, we'll just do an addiction clearing here. So think of maybe the same thought, or maybe that thought is hooked up to some other thought that has an addiction to it. So we'll see if we can release that from you. In fact, if you just look at one of your major addictions, maybe you like potato chips or, you know, something, popcorn all the time, or, you know, you have a pattern that you do, drinking lots of coffee or having a beer or wine every night or something, or cigarettes, you just kind of look at that and bring forth what you would normally be doing and look at that particular addiction and just see how you feel now, and then I'll do a clearing and just see if you're released from it so you don't really want it right now. So here we go. Think of that. And 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And you could even have an addiction of, we'll just say with money. Maybe you're afraid to put money in your pants pocket, which means that your pockets are always empty. So with that, it's just, you know, indicating that you don't want to have money because possibly that money might fall out of your pocket. So you put this block up to receive money, and the money now you cannot have on you. So here we go. Another way of looking at way addictions can work. So let's clear that if you have something like that. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, Carrie, back to you.
All right, so there seems to be a little confusion about the name of the new barcode clearing, and it's called the Recurring Event Problematic Situation barcode. So all you have to do is go to the homepage, and in that search bar, that very first one under the banner that says Online Healing 24/7, just write in the word recurring, R-E-C-U-R-R-I-N-G, and hit go, and it'll take you right to it, to the page to go in and purchase the clearing. So just the word recurring in the search bar will get you there. I just tried it, and it works fine. So hopefully you guys can find it. I think nobody should really have any problem once you type that word in. That's the first word of the clearing. I put recurring events on Wednesday, and it didn't work because there's a typo in the word events within the page. So just put the word recurring, and you'll get to the clearing. So, Ron, there was a question. Oh, S-A-S-A, not sure how to pronounce that. Sasa is asking, what created the dark energy?
No idea. It's just there. That's it. So
yeah,
the dark energy either be somebody that has a spirit or soul in their body, and they turn to darkness. They could be using dark energies to control you, even though they may have a spirit. So that's one type of dark energy. The main dark one we talk about is the ones without a spirit or soul, like we were mentioning before, where that child was soulless or spiritless. That's what I think they were talking about. So that would be like an entity, child without a spirit. So it all depends how, or you know, who or what has sex with the person, mainly be that the female. And then was it abducted and taken into a ship and then changed out or, you know, had some, you know, gene splicing in it or something like that. It's a hybrid or whatever. So that's kind of gets into more of the scarier stuff that happens. But all this is real. And this is a paranormal night, so this is what we can talk about. So we're in safe grounds here because we're in the paranormal realm this night. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Looks like people have had quite a lot of reactions to the last batch of clearings you did. Euro says yes, yawn. Tom says heavy, I agree. Liz is crying. Robert says a lot of whirling energy came out of my head. Nibbly taking is, I guess, likening it to taking out the trash. And Kath had, backstab, plunge forward. And Robert says some deeply buried troubles in the mind looping. So,
we don't talk about mind looping that much. We've got two different mind loop clearings, number one and a number two. Number one is what's happening, you know, in this lifetime. And number two is when you're first born. Remember, the fetus is, you know, kind of in a nice protective area, really warm and soft, you know, unless, you know, the mother has, you know, emotional problems or something. But normally the baby is pretty much secure. Plus, the mother's spirit can, comfort the baby. So it's hard to say when the actual spirit comes into the baby. I know it comes in to check. It does energize the blueprint, but does it need to be there continuously? Maybe not, maybe yes. But the mother of the spirit is actually what's there also to help when that spirit's no longer with the baby and has to do something or whatever. But regardless, once the baby is released and it's here, then it goes through all the negativity. It's like knows that it's going to have this problem. A lot of people say that they were kicking and screaming coming out of the birth canal. They didn't want to even come here. And because they probably foreseen the future or they saw the negativity on down the pike there. So you have to realize that that would be the mind looping two clearing where the fetus all of a sudden gets slapped and dunked into the negativity here. But the mind loop one is what helps a lot of people to get out of different mindset problems. And that's why we put it on. So it's just reoccurring thoughts that you have, whatever that would be, beating yourself up. That's probably the bottom line to it, is how to disempower yourself. And those programs come in to do that to you. So that's why we have that clearing. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, I just tried typing in problematic situations also, and that takes you to the new barcode clearing. So you can use the word recurring, or you can use problematic situations. Those both will take you there through the search bar there. So let's see. I'm not seeing any other questions, but I see Kath writing that a drawer opened and sent her flying across the room last night. And So I guess she's stiff today, and she's commenting that maybe it was some effect of the special forces. So I'm assuming maybe you're signed up and you're wondering if it's a bleed through from that. I don't know. But since we're on Paranormal Friday, Ron, maybe you can tune in and see what made Kath's drawer open and send her flying across the room last night or yesterday.
Yeah, I'll take a look here. That's pretty unusual. Yeah, I think it was a bleed through. That's what it feels like to me. I don't know if it was related to the special forces, but it was a bleed through of them trying to terrorize you somehow. Very possibly it came through because they wanted to get this energy so it'd be more physical. That could be true too. But I do see it as a bleed through of a experience that you're experiencing.
On another timeline?
Yeah, on another timeline. Yeah, I just happened to leak through. May have been a bunch of them at one time. And that could be the key to it. Maybe if you have maybe more than 100 of these or whatever, maybe that's why they bleed through, or maybe having a half a dozen or so, you know, or much less than that, they probably are unseen by you. Maybe when you have a whole slew of these together at the same time as when they actually bleed through. I can't guarantee that is true, but that's a good possibility. It's a way to explain it anyway. So, back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so timeline crashing, I guess, would be the solution to ensure that that doesn't happen again, or that exact scenario doesn't happen again. Ron, what would she type into a timeline crash?
Well, since the door drawer opened up, you probably want to have some kind of maybe paranormal activity with the door. Or drawer, I mean, because that should not be occurring. Could even be an entity in the room, you know, if we want to look at it differently. It could be an entity that was real strong, but that would be pretty scary, too. So let's get rid of the entities if there are any entities there. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Here we go. I didn't feel too much happen. Maybe we'll see if that changed the room at all for Kath. So here we go. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Well, I'm refreshing the fast chat, see if there's any questions. I'm not seeing any. Let's have a look. Eurus is saying, back to what we were talking about. You were talking about a few moments ago about not wanting to be born. I always had the feeling that I didn't want to come here. Yeah, it's like kind of no turning back as you're being born, really, isn't it?
So, yeah, wasn't there by Three Dog Night?
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, mother told me not to come or something.
Right. Yeah, so, okay. So we need some questions, guys. Maybe somebody would like to call. Actually, there was somebody I was going to ask you to call. Let me quickly go back. It was somebody whose name began with M. I think it was Martha. What was Martha saying? Sorry, I'm just scrolling back a few. Oh, yeah, it was about the barcodes. Yeah, Martha is saying, I'm finding a lot of different ascension barcodes to get off me, a lot of them to go through this year. So, Martha, maybe you can type in or call in and tell us which ones you're doing so that other people can, it sounded like you were feeling them, the ones that were coming off, so that other people might know which ones to do. So, if you'd like to call, or if anyone else would like to call, we have about 15 minutes left on the show tonight. So it's 888-429-5471. Or area code 530-513-6412. Oh, let's see if anyone typed anything in. Okay, Jen's cat freaked out today, but nothing was there. But it looks like Shannon saw something in the sky. So any idea what that might be, Ron?
Oh, boy. Let's do a timeline crash for... We got another invasion happening that we know nothing about right now.
Uh-oh.
Here we go. So, timeline crash. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, we'll see if that helps at all here.
Ooh, there's something there.
Pretty heavy.
Hope it's not another invasion. Just what we need. So, Larry is asking for a clearing for brain stagnation.
Okay. So.
Soggy brain, so.
Yeah, or rigor mortis or something, huh? Rigor mortis?
Yeah.
So, let's open up the, let's do some oxygen for the brain here. So we'll bring in number 102. Here we go. 1. Oh, great. Okay. 2, 3, 4, and 5. And 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. So who's on the line here?
Hi, this is Marcy.
Hi, Marcy.
Hi, how are you all?
Good, thanks.
I have a couple questions, and then one's a little humorous, but I don't know if Ron's going to appreciate it.
What's the humorous one first?
Oh, remember you said you didn't come to dreams?
Yeah.
Remember you said you didn't come to our dream? Well, in my dream early this morning, I had a dream that you had a gathering at my father's house. You know, he's not alive anymore, and it didn't even look like his house. But when you're dreaming, it seems real. And then all of a sudden you were going to shrink and be on a, like a tabletop that's about 60 inches wide and 30 inches across. And you got into a teeny tiny race car. Your body shrunk and you got in a race car, and then you're driving really fast on the table. And I'm like, oh, goodness. And I go, this is what's really strange. And it was, you know, it was supposed to be you, so I don't know. I get weird dreams. I don't know why, but... And I wouldn't make it up. I did dream it, but I don't know what it means. The dark side trying to make me laugh, because that's an emotion, right?
It's an emotion. That's correct, yeah.
So, I guess it could have been worse, you know. Well, we were talking about the Ascension different barcodes for the year, like... Mayan and different ones.
Mayan.
Is there one for the Celtic? Is there, like, the Celtic, you know, the Irish, because, you know, tomorrow is St. Patrick's Day. Is there something going on with that?
Oh, we'll do a timeline crash. I don't need to see how people feel.
Okay.
So the people that have got the barcode, to see if you feel this year. And if you do feel it, then you know what to do next year. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh, boy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. I would say there's something there.
Yeah.
Me too. I have some Irish blood, but I don't feel anything. Why is it that when I first started listening to you in 2007, I feel the energy is really strong, and now I rarely do?
Well, because you probably had some healing done. because what you need healing on the most is how you're going to respond to some of these clearings. So it's going to, you know, be very, very strong, and you may feel the event happening or the situation being taken away, you know, as we do something. And then as you get more clearings, then, you know, you're not going to really feel it quite as much or as often. So it all depends, you know, what you really need. You don't feel anything, doesn't mean that's not working. It's just that maybe, you know, you've already kind of worked in some of those areas to heal yourself.
When I was in San Diego when I first found you on VBS Radio, and then I had moved to South Dakota, and I would listen to it at night, and I get so much energy I could almost stay up all night. Only I went to bed just because I thought I needed to get up in the morning because I didn't know how that would work. So, you know, I have so much energy. Now I don't. I wish it would have that effect on me. Can you tell if I have a thyroid problem? And then I have one more question.
Well, I think everybody here has a thyroid problem.
Really?
So, yeah.
Huh. Okay. Then, so for the specialty clearing we talked about before, I went to sign up on it, and I still have to work on that. I have a fear of using PayPal because I had trouble before, but I will work on that tomorrow. It said that there's an unlimited. So is that an unlimited for that one problem that you have, or is that for other problems too, or, you know, health issues?
Yeah, it'll be for other problems, so whatever you want to put in there. And, you know,
cool.
Once you get the unlimited, then it can be used all different ways.
Okay.
Which one are you talking about, Marcy?
Well, I'm going to do it.
Are you talking about the new recurring barcode one, or are you talking about a different one?
No. I think the specialty one, the one that's $5 for every year that you're alive, I was going to pay for that one.
Is that a special barcode one then, or is that
Right.
Okay. Well, yeah, what I think
that was the one you suggested a while back to do.
Yeah, that's the one that you go into, and you have a situation, we'll say. It'd be different than a barcode, but it's just, you know, we have so many clearings on there that we only have them because people brought up different situations. Or different things. So this would be the special.
Well, how do you know if it is a barcode or if it's just a situation? Because they can do all kinds of wonderful things to us.
Yeah, you'd have to probably contact your spirit to see. But typically,
The
barcode would be put on, you know, which is a very heavy energy, where I don't think a lot of people are going to have that many barcodes on them. With it, like you use the whole lifetime clearing of the emotion. There's no barcodes on that. That I can see, so that would just take away that. So that's what that clearing is for.
I'll have this thing where I keep hurting myself. I'm doing better lately, but it's like, what's this about? Is that the age thing? You know, if you get older, your reflexes aren't as fast, or if it's a barcode. So I don't know. It's hard to know. Okay, well, thank you so much.
Okay, you're welcome.
Right.
Thanks for calling, Mossy. So Ron O'Lair is asking, is there some sort of poison in the air that oxygen really helps?
Yeah. So you want to get on and do that free clearing, the alien oxygen clearing.
Right.
So that's why I put it up there. I'll do another one of those here. So here we go. This is number, show me 87. And the numbers just mean what it is right now in this moment. So if you try to go back and figure out how to use that oxygen with that same number, it may not even have the same effect on you. But here we go. This one here would be 87 in this moment. So here we go. Stronger. Bring that into your consciousness here, into your brain. Stronger. Stronger. This would be like an oxygen infusion. Stronger. 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 Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, back to you, Carrie. Got about 5 minutes left here.
Okay, so let's have a look. Martha is saying that in response to my asking her about the barcode clearing, the Ascension barcode clearing, she says, I did many alien races and also the Egyptian, Atlantis, and Mayan. Also started going through many alien races that needed to be released. So that clearing has been halved in price. It's just $50 now. It used to be $100, and I'm offhand, I don't remember if the drop down box with the alien races has been put in there. It probably hasn't yet, but you can just put them by the side of your name. So you just put your name, and then you can write down Egyptian barcode, Atlantis barcode, Mayan barcode if you haven't done that one yet, and on and on. And then if you have the alien attack page, you can just copy the different names of the alien races from that clearing and put them next to your name on the Ascension barcode clearing. So, New is saying, since the timeline crash, they've got a vice grip pain on the right side, Ron. I'm wondering what that might be. I'm not seeing any other questions right now, so we've just got that situation. Can you see what that is?
Boy.
Maybe we need a space-time crash on that one. But
yeah.
I don't know which timeline crash that would have been, because you've done a couple this evening.
Yeah, maybe they can just re-enter.
Yeah, which one that was.
Yeah, that'd be a good idea before we get off the air here, yeah. And then also do the questions tonight. So clsquestions@yahoo.com. We'll do Q&A, in about 10 minutes here. So definitely type in your questions to that. Let's see here. We'll bring in some peace energy, which will help to end the call here. So here we go. Peace energy, stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, we'll see if that has helped out here. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so I'm seeing over this evening several comments about a few of them anyway, about pain. Q is saying pain in the lower right back. And we had the accidental caller at the beginning of the show with the pain. And I just want to remind everybody about the body jump start, which is still up. And I think, Ron, you're extending for a couple of months very kindly for everybody. And that is the one that includes the mind of the body, the infection body, the blood and circulatory system clearing, the magnetic and twisted body alignment, and the body rejuvenation. So if you do have any physical problems, there are so many wonderful clearings in the body jumpstart that will probably help you greatly. And, of course, timeline crashing these things is also very effective, also in case they are bleed throughs, like I'm going blank on, I think it was Kath who had the drawer flying out and hurting her back. So just a reminder that that body jumpstart is up there and will probably be going for an extra couple of months. So I guess we're nearly at the end of the show here. So the Q&A conference line is 559-546-1301. And the PIN number is 506399 and the pound sign. And then send your questions over to clsquestions@yahoo.com. And we'll go till we run out of questions, I guess, for an hour.
Yeah, that's true. And, if you are listening and you'd like to have yourself put into the chamber and you don't live around New York here, you could just, it's $100, and you can send me an email with your photograph, and we'll print that out and put it right in the chamber, and whoever goes in there, you'll be in there also with your picture, and that will go right into you. So let's bring in some more peace energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. See, if you do get the body jump start now, basically it'd be only valid for, you know, a couple of weeks typically, but we'll be extended out, so don't worry about it. So I need to get that up longer for people to use. So here we go. I guess we could end the call, Carrie, and
okay.
Get water to drink here.
Yep.
And we'll do the Q&A coming up here. And do send in some good questions, people. Whatever you want to ask is fine. Don't worry about it. Because even if it might sound kind of dumb or stupid to you, you know, or you're afraid to ask it because it may sound that way, remember, everybody else had the same question. And it's very good to at least, you know, get yourself some clarity. This is your time to ask your questions that you'd like to have answered. So we'll see you later, everybody. So thank you, Carrie. Thank you, BBS. And thank you, all the callers and people on the fast chat there. Bye, everyone.
Thank you, Ron. Good night, everybody.